about Monty Python.
What are you talking about? How people should behave?
Ooh, let's wait and see.
How people should behave.
Okay, with Purim around the corner, one of the mitzvahs I own, which everyone's thinking about, many hours go into the planning, is the mitzvah of Mishlach Monos, to send Mishlach Monos to the people. Purim is part of the Simcha. In fact, the Chasam Sofer explains two reasons why I give Mishlach Monos. One of the reasons is, we know Haman said, Am Echad, Prezim Ben Amin, we spread out, we don't have a Shaykhaz. So the Monos Levi explains that we want to show we're together, we're full of connection between Eden. There's so much connection that everyone's going around giving presents to each other. The Rumus Deshem is another reason that we want everyone to have enough food for Sudas Purim, so people might not have food. Memela, Chazal Masakin, you give out monos, different packages of food to different people, so that the day should be full of Simcha and everyone should have the necessary food they need for the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. That's why sometimes you get people arranged with other people that are cancelling out, you know, I won't give you and give me. The whole idea is to marbareus, to make everyone happy. If you're going to make someone happy, there's no point in cancelling. You give him, he gives you, and you're both happy, great. If you do it as protocol, you give him, he gives you, and no one's interested, then it could be the whole thing's a waste of money. But if you think there'll be some marbareus, then avati should give. That's the mitzvah. We know the mitzvah is to give one person only, you don't need to give two people. Not like matanos levayonim, we have to give two people, levayonim, shlachmonos, you have to give one person. But we give two things to one person. Why two things? Because one is just, one you look at is just a snack, a bit of food. Two already has got a din like a soda, looks more choshuv. There's a din to give dafka two. There's a remez they bring. Ali Rabbi and Bach bring a remez. There was two matonis that Achashverish gave as well. He gave us the two matonis. He gave her the base Haman, the house of Haman. She got the house of Haman after he killed Haman. And number two is the ring, Achashverish's ring, to sign and seal whatever she wants to write. Two matonis he gave, because these two matonis, we give Mishlach Monos again, which is two matonis. So it would be two different things, as we know. You can't give two of the same, but if it's two slightly different, it's also okay. Two types of meat, two pieces of cake, different types of cake, two types of chocolate, it's all okay. It's two different things, but two, you get a cake cut in half, that's not called two monos, that's called one. Now, the shayla we wanted to discuss is the shayla of Tevilas Kelim. Why is it negated Tevilas Kelim? People give presents in glass, metal, dishes, bowls, cups. Do you have to tevil it? Does the shop have to tevil it? Can you use it? Do you have to empty out straight away? How does it work? So we know Tevilas Kelim, you go to the shop, you buy a cup, you've got to tevil it, you want to use it, you've got to tevil it. Okay. Now, if you are the shop owner, so you're buying cups, you buy cups and sell them. So when you buy these cups, why don't you tevil it? You bought a cup, it's meant you're a Jew, to clean, chayvin tevila. Why doesn't the person, the store owner, need to tevil everything he buys? The answer is because he's not using it for food. This kli he bought not for food, he's not planning to eat for his kelim at all. He's planning to sell it, it's a way of making business. He's using it, he bought it for business purposes. He even goes further, if you have an electrician who wants to buy a spoon because, I don't know, he opens up the wires with spoons, or he wants to use a fork to fix his car. Again, it's not chayvin tevila. It's a kli, there's no shaykhs to food. The only thing time you chayvin tevila is a kli, you buy, you're a Jew, you buy a kli, and you are using this kli for food. So a shop owner is not chayv. A shop owner would want to use something, he's a shop, he has a shop of loads of stuff, and it comes one day, he wants a coffee, he wants a cup of water, and he takes a cup, he's chayvin tevila. Because this cup, you're a Jew, yes. You own it, yes. Use it for food, yes. Chayvin tevila.
But can
you? Yeah, no, if you'd want to use it, it would be chayvin tevila. No, but as long as you're not using it, there's no reason to tevila it. Right. Well, you can do what you like, there's no mitzvah, you can't make a bracha, you can dip it in the water and take it to the mikvah and dip it in. No, it would not work, it would not work. Because it's not chayvin yet in tevila. If it's not chayvin yet in tevila, just like you would take something which is not formed and tevila it, there's no point, it's not a kli. So to a kli, there's a kli schir, it's not chayvin. If you tevil it too early, it doesn't work at all.
The kli
is on the kli, but only once it's chayv. It's not chayv until it's a kli oichel. Before it comes a kli oichel. The marshal.
It's made as a kli oichel. It's
It's got to, there's few tonight, it's got to be owned by a Yid. If you go to Mark Spencer and take a Kli and Tovel, it's not Chayav, it's owned by a Goy. It's got to be a Yid owns it, and it's a Kli, and it's a Kli. Oichel, the law of tonight. Today, of all of them, it's not Roy the Tevila. If you Tovel at that point, there's no, it doesn't, the Tevila's not valid.
I buy six glasses, won't give him a present.
Oh, so now if you buy a present, if you're going to say this, that it's not Chayav, the Tovel will be pointless. So Shabbos is a chayv or not? So a shop owner is part of why? Because it's kli schir, it's not a kli oichel. So get to restaurants, you have restaurants that when they you've got plates, why have they got plates? The owner's not eating off these plates. It's to put food on and sell the food. So now he sells the food. While you're eating the food, you're allowed to use my kelim, the knives, the forks, the plates, the cups. So now how do you look at this? Do you look at them kli schir? Is pshat, this plate, is a plate for business? This is how I make money. I put food on plates. That's how I make money. So I don't look at it as a food kli. Or you say, no, that's when he's selling the cup, he's selling the plate, he's selling the cutlery. Here you're putting food on and the food gets eaten. So restaurants is a very in-between case, and the boys can discuss it a lot. What Chayav Potter, very, very unclear. You have a gemach, you lend out kelim, right, you make, they have for cups, gemach, klei simcha. So now these cups, I bought them not because I want to use them, I bought them because I want my ASIC with these cups is to lend them out. Now they get used to food. Do you look at them as a kli oichel? Punkt, I don't drink from it, you drink from it. So it's a kli oichel. Or you say, no, I'm not into a food. I just, you know, you like these cups. You could borrow them and pile them up, whatever you like. I don't look at them as a kli oichel. Again, very hard discussion. Poskim can discuss, yes, no, different ones say different things. Lamais, the minute go limits to table it without a bracha because it's a sophic. So if you table it, we can't make a bracha because it's a sophic. So then you come to sending a kli with food in it. So you buy cups. And you burn it, chocolates and jelly beans and all exciting things. Now these cups, how do you look at them? Do you say it's kli schir? I bought this cup in order, not to eat from, to do business. My business is giving presents. That means I'm not buying the kli oichel. Or you say, no, that's only if you're planning to give the kli on the way it is. Once you fill up with food, why are you putting food in? You put food in because that's how you want to. Look, Marshall, if I give you mashachmonos with you got a glass cup with chocolates in, what's the difference if I give it to you like that? Or you come to my house. You come to my house, I pull out a cup out of the cupboard full of chocolates. For sure it needs tevila. Mali, I eat it, you eat it. You're in my house, we're eating together chocolates from the cup.
Yeah, well, if you've got loads of sweets in a salad bowl, it's not made for sweets.
Oh, that's another svara. If it's completely, it's on a demon bet, it's on a spin on Shabbos. He wanted to give a picture, he had a picture of a god that he wanted to give, and he wanted to put cake on the frame. So that was the tray for the cake, so it doesn't need tevila now. Because this thing is, that's the tray to present the cake for Shulchan Aruch. Or you say, no, it's a picture, I'm going to put the cake on top. So that gets a little bit trickier. How exactly? No, we're putting it straight on. Cake, straight on the thing. Well, anyway, you put chocolates on, yeah? You see sometimes some presentations. You see my engagements, they have all these presentations. You see a challah board, and on the challah board they put chocolates. Or you see they've got Eishas Chal, the glass Eishas Chal, on it's got chocolates. So how do you look, is that now a kli? You get these huge trays they give out by Simchas. They've got these glass sheets, like size of two tables, and they put cake on it. How do you look at that? Is that a kli? Is it a tray? Is it just a fancy glass dish? If you need to tovel it, how do you tovel it? It's huge. You can't get this thing in the mikvah. So there's a lot of these sort of shilas. Do you look at the kli relative to the food? Is it a separate thing? Do you look at the... So the bowl is the same sort of idea. Do you look like that? People give shachmona sometimes liqueurs, they make chocolate liqueurs, and these things put it in glass bottles. So that is made for it. And that's even worse. Because there's no other... Buy the cake in the picture, because it's unrelated. I've got a picture, I've got a cake, I just put one on top of the other for practical purposes. I could really put the tray on top of the cake, just don't squash it. Buy the liqueur in the bottle, there's no other way to give it, so I'm giving you liqueur in a bottle. So there's much more, you can see much clearer the problem that it's serving the food, so maybe it should be chayav in tevila. So this is the discussion, it's very hard to be magdaric clearly. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as a kli schir? I'm just giving you a present, giving you a dish, I got this food. Or do you look at it? No, I'm serving you food. Mali, if you come to me as a guest, and Mali, if I come to you, I'll knock on and give you shlachmanos on Purim with a dish with food in. So, the boys can say the same thing as we said earlier. You've got to be choishish, at least be choishish, that it's a kli oichel. Now, if you own a shop, I'm actually got a shop on Leicester Road, they make mishlachmanos and the glass dishes. So that's completely different. Why is it different? Because there, they're selling you the glass and they're selling you the food. Punkti put it together. But by them, it's entirely kli schir. You don't say that they're giving you a present of food and punkti you pay them for it. No, it's completely a kli schir. They're selling you this dish. The way they dress up the dish is fill it with Smarties. But really, they're selling you a dish, you come and pay for it, and you buy the dish, and it's got the food in too. Mishlachmanas, nice presentation, beautiful. But the etzem is a sale. When I give you mishlachmanas, you don't say that it's a sale, and you say much more. It looks like you serve, the whole idea, mishlachmanas is to serve you food. Sudas Purim. I'm serving you a food. I'm serving you a Sudas Purim on Purim. So there's more tzaddas Kli Yisrael. So buy a shop. That's clear. They don't need to travel it. No problem at all. They can put the food in. They can sell it the way it is. Because it's a regular sale. You might buy it to buy the food. It's not the idea is not that the food's going with the Kli. It is. I'm selling you the Kli. And I'm dressing up with the food. But when I give you a present of food, the whole mitzvah is to give food. There's no mitzvah to give dishes. People get very fancy, all the wrappings. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the food. So I'm giving you the food. I'm presenting it like, you know, very fancy on the tray. The mela is much more of a tzad that you need to tovel it than the shops. The shop, you can do it. Potter. But you get to regular people, what do you do? So to put the food on, just put on the food and give it, like the shop, is very schwer because it's very mistaba. There's mamash a kli oichel. It's there to present it for food. On the other hand, you've got a problem because, as I said earlier, if you say, if it's really a kli schera, so you can't tovel it. You tovel it as a waste of time. You can't make a bracha. And when he gets it, he'll have to tovel it again because you tovel it before it's chayav. So as long as you say it's a kli schera, you can't tovel it. Even if you say, you know, I'll be machme, I'll tovel it. You can't. You can't tovel it. And you definitely can't make a bracha. So you're in this dilemma here. What do you do? So there's different malchum given in the poskim. Some say, tovel it without a bracha. Too bad, tovel it without a bracha and tell him. And he'll tovel it without a bracha. I mean, you'll tovel it once. Allah says it's chayv. Allah says it's potter. So, the sender sends it, tovels it without a bracha.
The shop's potter.
No, so that's too late. Once it's in, then that's the way it is. You're not chayv to tovel it. You're not chayv to tovel it. We're talking about where you buy cups. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because you bought it as a kli schera and it has the food in ready. There's a time we'll get to soon, the machmirim, that they do tip out, but we're to be not chayv to. Okay. The time we're talking about when it's said to be chayv is if you buy the dish and you put the food in.
Ah.
So if you put the food in, so when it comes to the shop, what have I done? I bought something, I'm giving on. I never did any. I never put food into a keli. But you buy the keli and you put the food in, be your dying. So you're putting food. Why are you allowed to put food in this keli? If you're a shop, you don't have. If you're a private guy, you have a cup sitting at home, you put food in. What's going on? Where's the tefillah? So some are making it if it's in a separate cleave, which is a separate plastic thing, which is not so simple, because there, if it doesn't need the plastic, the case of Shlom Zalman gave, such a brilliant case, it Mamash sums up the whole thing beautifully. He says, now it's all they have milk in bags. Now that bag goes in the jug. They have milk in bags. That bag goes in the jug. He says, what's the jug for? Is the jug to hold the milk or is the jug to hold the bag? So there, if you think about it, the jug is to hold the bag. So he says, there, what's going on? The milk's in the plastic. It's not in the jug. In the Shaftar, it's just a marshal. Now, he says, on a tray, you put challahs on a tray, you put paper down. Why is it paper down? What's holding the challahs? The tray or the paper? There's the tray, the paper. So you see that you always have to look at, when you put, you want to put cake on a tray, you don't want to tovel it, put a plastic down. It's a bit of a joke, because really the tray that you don't want to tovel is holding the cake. The plastic is to avoid the shell of tevila. But you can't say that, no, the cake's on the floppy piece of blood. So that is not so simple to rely on. There are places where do rely on it, just track, you put something down in between, but it's not so simple. Someone asked me on holiday, I had the cheese toaster, they couldn't tovel, so they'll put Bakewell between it. There's a complete joke. The whole toaster's doing the job. The Bakewell's to avoid the tefillah. You can't say, no, the Bakewell's the Kli, and that's just, it's not, it's on the metal's doing the... So here too, the Kli is chayv in tefillah. So that's the first day, so you tovel it and they tovel it. You tovel out a bracha, very nice, dry it out, put the food in. And you tell them that they've got a tovel as well, because it's a sofok. Because they can't make a bracha. Oh, because it might be kli schera. If it's kli schera, it's not chayv. And he's like, so you can't say it's kli oichel to make a bracha, make a bracha latala. So you go, oh, that's the other option. So we'll get there. So the first option is you tovel it and they tovel it. Now, the boys don't like this for a few reasons. Firstly, it's not so practical, it doesn't really work. Secondly, you've got another problem here that you are losing the bracha. You can't make a bracha, it might be kli schera. They can't make a bracha, because it could be kli achil and you tovel it. So you're losing the bracha. So this is the worst of all three options. The second option is that, again, people are not going to really be happy with this, and that is you buy the kli and you use it. Sounds so practical either. After a week, okay, if it's nigeh, you know your son, your daughter wants a new salad bowl, so you use it once and give it to them, it's not such a big deal. But if you give it to your neighbor, your cousin, you want to give them cups, and you've used it, so the whole thing's not so kishmak. So that's, there it's straight up, you buy it, make a bracha, no problem. You tovel it, use it, and then you give it, no problem.
And he has to do what?
No, he's nothing. He doesn't tovel it. So that's what I was wondering, if you manage to do that, I don't know, it could be a bit of a joke, because there, you got. Is that called using? I don't know. It's hard to say. Yeah, you are, you aren't. I don't know. But if you use a product, a salad bowl, right, use it once, or a cake tray, use it once, you've got someone who's okay with that, then that's great, you don't even have a problem. The third option is, as he said, this is the most practical and the easiest and the best option, is that you give it to someone else. If someone brings this down, or many other places bring down, you go to someone who's not a relative of yours, anyone off the street, they pick up this clean and they cleaner it for your recipient. Where your recipient is, you don't have to know. I remember someone asked me last year, they were giving out chocolate liqueur, he bought 8 bottles, he gave out 8 shlachmanos of chocolate liqueur, so he found the guy, pick up all 8, and he's cleaning them for whatever they're meant to be. Whoever's meant to get this one, get that one. So they all belong to the other people. So now then...
I'm not sure. The name of these bottles,
No, it doesn't have the names. As long as you know that one's going to him, one's going to him, it's okay. But if you don't know who you're giving to, then I don't know if it'll work. So you could be left to know. So now he's going with him. Now these kelim belong to the recipients. So first thing to know is you're a gamma if you don't give it to them, it's not yours. You can't say, I'm not giving it, oh, I don't like it anymore. And if a guy dies, it goes to the Orishim, it's not yours. It completely belongs to them. You remember, if you keep your Ganav, it's no shaykhus to you, it's completely his. Now that it's his, you can toivel it. Why? Because Zochen la'odom shleib b'fonov, you're doing him a favor, he's got a kli that's not going to be toiveled, so you're helping him out by toiveling it.
You
toivel
it,
and that's it, the guy's need to end
it.
You tell him, I've toivel it, he can't toivel it. I mean, you can toivel it, you can't make a bracha. The shaila is, there's one big problem, there's one big cash on this, and that is, the boys can want to know what's going on. If this person doesn't want it, he doesn't. Oh, unless he's already got one. You give him a bowl, he's going to chuck it in the bin. Someone else is fine because ultimately it's been told to him. But if he doesn't want it, he's never wanted. This dish is useless to him. He's not interested. And the other problem they have is, how can you toivel for someone else? You can't steal a mitzvah of someone else. If someone's got a mitzvah, this is his now. How can you toivel his kid? You're a ganav. Oh, so that's the answer. The answer is the club of the receiver is all revach. That means you are getting a dish from me. You're getting a dish from me, it's on my terms. My terms is I toivel it. So it's your dish, but I'm not going to give it to you all tonight. So we say, Anan Sadi, but of course everyone's going to want that you toivel it for them. And mainly you toivel it for him, he can't complain. The option is you don't get a dish. So you want this dish, I get the tevila. Right, that's the deal. You get the dish, I get the mitzvah. Then we say a person's always happy about it, he's going to receive the dish. No problem at all. So you give the dishes on Mr. X to be cleaner it. He's cleaner it for Mr. A. You then toivel it. If Mr. A can't complain, or whatever. Then you put in what you like. You give it to him. No problem at all. He has no chiv tevila at all. You've done the tevila. He can eat the food. And the whole thing's sorted. No problem at all. Run out of time. We'll stop there.
You get it as a present from Wallace to send you. And that one was nice for them.
That was nice, but we're out of time. But yeah.
Thank you for that. Open your house, no problem.